Yeah, roger that. Well, like I said, that's a smart move. That's a smart move. Glad to hear it, because then, you know, you don't have to put up all the frustration, and then you still got to figure out if you were to get the gearbox out, you'd still have to open and find out what's happening, and if there's something inside the gearbox, and then you open it up and little parts start falling out, and next thing you know, you don't know where the hell they go. Things like that can happen, you know, but you said that from what I gather, your son-in-law, you know, he shouldn't have much problem, dealing with that if he's an engineer of sorts there. But, all right, man, I'm going to sit back on the quiet side and, you go ahead. I'm going to hand it over to, Ralph there, and I'm going to sip my coffee, WSMZ 793. Over to you, Ralph.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, Cap, to me, it sounds like a transmission problem. It sounds like a train problem. You know, the actuator's working to go from high and low, and does it spin if you just take the, if you lift it up, will it take off in high gear?
No, the tires won't even spin. It's a Lego set, but it's like for adults, and everything is plastic. It's all like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a transmission in a regular RC truck, because I have an RC truck, and it's nothing like that. So it has to, everything, like I was telling Dave, everything has to be built. The only thing that you don't have to build, of course, are the motors. There's three motors in it. But everything else in there, the axle, the springs, the tie rods, all that, you got to put that all together. Just like building a real car or a real ATV.